Just stay there, Delita, so you don't have to put that up and down anymore, and have Bob do his last one.
Stand out of the way.
Yeah, you might want to join in the chorus for this one.
You're right, I could have just.
Little intro, through the paragraphs.
In the squalor of her awful little shack, she sat with her grungy cat and her parakeet, with the rats running round the size of caribou, playing peekaboo with her filthy feet, eating donuts with a spoon and drinking Ovaltine through a scum of green floating leisurely in a coffee cup of plastic from the Sally Ann, shaking in her hand out of misery.
And it's all because she didn't eat her vegetables. It's all because she didn't eat her vegetables. It's all because she didn't eat her vegetables as a kid.
Or maybe didn't chew them properly if she did.
Brother slept behind the shack without a bed, with his battered head resting on his knee, and the roaches and the traffic sang a lullaby, the water pipes would sigh a little harmony, with the stogies he had found wrapped up in cellophane to keep out the rain. When the night was through, he would stumble down the alley picking junk sometimes, or try to beg for dimes on the avenue.
And it's all because he didn't eat his vegetables. It's all because he didn't eat his vegetables. It's all because he didn't eat his vegetables as a kid. Or maybe didn't chew them properly.
Mother, as a seamstress, never brought in much, 'cause she'd lost her touch in a codeine haze. Now she staggers in a stupor through the city streets, wrapped in ratty sheets from her sewing days. Her crazy little face is hidden in the shade of a hat she made from a cardboard box. The hair beneath her hat is all in need of care. It doesn't look like hair, it looks like dirty socks.
It's all because she didn't eat her vegetables. It's all because she didn't eat her vegetables. It's all because she didn't eat her vegetables as a kid. Maybe didn't you laugh properly if she did?
Her uncle come to see her in his tattered clothes, with a runny nose and a pint of wine, and a bucket full of bullheads he had caught that day on Monona Bay with a handheld line. He'd spread a little blanket on the apple crate, where they always ate when they had the food. They would eat and they would drink, and when the grub was gone, they would carry on if they were in the mood.
And it's all because they didn't eat their vegetables. It's all because they didn't eat their vegetables. It's all because they didn't eat their vegetables as a kid. Or maybe didn't chew them properly if they did.
To play that one for my fourth graders just before we would do our nutrition unit. So
oh, no!
But of course, I told you it was a little over the top.
All the kids were still here.
Give them a lesson.